You launched your campaign in June in Kingston, and right from the get-go, you've said you're up to the challenge.
There was this sense from the beginning that this is a district that was created for a certain candidate, and they didn't expect to have a serious challenge. And I'm considered new to the political process, even though I think being on a school board is pretty good training.
But you're a serious challenge. And again, yes. When George Amendola first came on the scene, you know, he was kind of in similar shoes. He hadn't had a political career before, and yet he came in and was able to, achieve the position he achieved.
And I think that the sense that he would be able to raise enough money or a considerable amount of money, that it's hard to challenge people with those types of resources. But that didn't daunt me.
Who is Cecilia Katchik?
My name is Cecilia Katchik. It's spelled with a TK. The T is silent, but I'm not going to be. I'm a hard worker. I grew up in a dairy farm. I still have a farm. I'm a third-generation farmer. We know how to work hard and get results. And I'm looking forward to proving myself as a legislator. I'll hit the ground running. I've worked in the legislature. I know how the Senate works. I've prepped senators for floor debate. So I've been there, and I'm ready to go.
Your campaign is being described as a grassroots effort.
It's a grassroots campaign because I don't have a lot of money to get up on the airwaves and TV. So I'm spending all of my time going door to door to get my message out. We have a lot of volunteers who are helping me get my message out by phone calling and door knocking.
What do you see as some of the core issues?
Jobs and the economy are number one on everyone's mind. People want good paying jobs. They don't want to see good paying jobs leave our state. They don't want to see tax breaks going to corporations that are sending jobs overseas. Small businesses and farms are really the job incubators in this state, and we need to support them and make it easier for them to hire people. I want to make it easier for farms to be profitable and do more things off the farm and make connections between consumers and farmers and businesses and consumers so that people can buy local and have access to local products. There's a lot we can do to help our businesses prosper.
What other plans would you have that you would think would boost local regional commerce?
One is making sure our businesses, small businesses, and local family farms thrive. They need resources to help them expand their businesses. I want to focus on that. Let's give them tax breaks instead of corporations that send jobs overseas. I want to raise the minimum wage because most of the people working on minimum wage are women, and they're taking care of their families, their parents, kids. So when we give people a little more money in their pocket, they're going to spend it. That's going to help spur the local economy. We need to make sure our schools are getting adequate state aid and not overburdening local property tax owners. The last couple years, we've been hit hard by state aid cuts in small city and rural schools. The 23 school districts in the 46th Senate District have lost collectively over $45 million. We've been disproportionately got more cuts per child than wealthier school districts. That's not okay because we are looking at losing things like art, music, kindergarten, sports, or being forced to consolidate into bigger districts. We need to make sure we're doing the right thing for our kids and our communities. And with my educational background, I'm going to be advocating that we provide an adequate quality education for our kids that's affordable to our property owners.
A good chunk of Ulster County is included in the new district.
It's the upper portion of Ulster County. It's the towns of Woodstock, Saugerties, Marbletown, the city of Kingston, and the town of Kingston, Hurley, Esopus, and Lloyd.
Then there's all of Greene and Montgomery counties and some of Albany.
Parts of Albany are New Scotland and Gilderland and the Hilltowns. Then in Schenectady County, it's Duanesburg, Rotterdam, and Princetown. And then it's all of Montgomery County.
The numbers in Ulster and the number of Democrats are important and might be actually significant and could actually steer the election your way. Of course, there's so many other factors, too. There's how many people actually are going to turn out on election day of both parties. And I don't know if that's probably going to hinge on the last debate somewhat, I guess.
Even though it's only part of Ulster County, that part of Ulster County represents 33% of the district. So there's a huge number of voters down there. And they don't know George or I, and we're both going and being measured on, you know, what are we going to do for them as a state legislator?
Should legislating be a full-time job? George Amador says no, and you say yes.
Well, for me, it's going to be a full-time job. This is a very large district. You're representing almost 300,000 people spread out over 5 counties. There's a lot of issues that are important to our communities. We need to make sure our upstate economy gets a kickstart. We need to help businesses and small farms grow. We need to make sure our schools are getting adequate funding so we're educating our kids and making sure we're not overburdening our local taxpayers. We need to protect our environment. We need to make sure we have bills that are passed that are fair to people. Women want to see equal pay for equal work. There's so many issues we need to get to do in Albany that I can't see myself not doing it as a full-time job.